What is the most popular month for summer travel? If you answered July, you're correct. July is a great month. Not only is it the month I was born and the month I get to buy fireworks, it is right in the middle of summer and the busiest travel time of the year. People enter into vacation mode big time during the month of July. This summer, even more so because with travel bans starting to be lifted and states opening up a bit more, families want to get out of the house, many even out of the country, and get away from it all. My family loves the beach, so a week away, soaking up some sunshine, playing in the sand and surf, and simply spending time together brings rest and peace to my soul. I feel God in those moments of refreshing and renewal. We need those moments and seasons. That's why summer is my favorite. I love the slower pace and the more relaxed schedule and adventures with my family. Where do you go to find rest? You might like to float a river in a kayak. My experience with that recently was part relaxation and part trying not to die. You may love the thrill of an adventure. Maybe that fills your cup, or you might enjoy exploring canyons, mountain trails, and national parks. Maybe a day of refreshing and getaway for you is working in your garden, going camping, or painting a picture. My sister simply loves a cold glass of iced tea and reading a good book while reclining on her porch bed swing. Here's the thing. We all need to find rest, get away from the norm, and take time to be refreshed, renewed, and filled up. It matters. I get it may be really hard for you to do or even find the time, but Jesus sets an example for us to get away. Throughout his earthly ministry, many times you find in Scripture where Jesus would take quiet moments to be still, be alone with the Father, and pray. Many of those moments were near or on the water, up a mountain, or even in a garden. Jesus knew it was important to be quiet, be still, and find rest. Mark 6:31 and 32. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. Jesus' disciples were exhausted from a long day of ministry. His direction for them is to come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So they set sail and did just that. They were on empty and needed to be refilled. I know many of you are on empty. Jesus is calling you to find rest. We pour out so much of ourselves. We must take time to stop and allow the Father to fill us up. He is the only one who truly can. That's the truth. So, this month, together, we're going to do just that. Journey with me every Tuesday and Thursday at lifeword.org as we dig into Scripture and discover ways you may not have known you can be refreshed, filled up, renewed, and find rest this summer. It'll be a great adventure, and you don't even have to pack a bag. I'm Lori Klein.